Lakuta Sikh is Chelik Tazayin, Parsha Kisisa, Sikh Gimel. In a Pasuk, Vayachal Moshe is Pnei Hashem Elokov, Vayomer. In the Pasuk that talks about, that says, Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded with Hashem, and he said, Lama Hashem Yechara Abcha Bamecha, why Hashem should your anger burn against your nation, Vayomer, and so on. Is Rashi Mefarish Deverta Lama Hashem? Rashi explains on the words, why Hashem? And he says as follows: Klum miskana elo chacham bechacham giber vegiber. Does anyone get resentful of someone else unless one smart person against another smart person, or one strong person against another strong person? Otherwise, they're not worthy of your attention. Why be resentful? So Moshe was saying, why are you angry? What are you getting angry about? The Pashtus does the Rashi Oysens of Avoran Kibipirushai. What is Rashi trying to say here? Why does he bring this up? Vimafarshim Zayne Mavair, as the other commentators explain, Vibal Daz Eden Zayne Bagangin Azahar Mechet, since the Jews committed such a grave sin, Avodah Zarah, idol worship, Chet HaEgel, is the Chmuvim Fabos is given the Charei Nafso. Therefore, since they committed such a grave sin, we understand why Hashem was angry. What do you mean, why are you angry? Is Vos Frekt Moshe Rabbeinu Lom Hashem Yechara Abcha Ba'amecha? Why then is Moshe Rabbeinu asking why you angry? It's understood why he's angry. So with them to me, and because of this question, Zogen Anderim B'farshi HaTorah, other commentators say, as their main from Loma Da is Nish Favos Nor Loi. Therefore, other commentators say that the word over here, Loma, which usually means why, doesn't mean why in this case, because the why is understood. Rather, what it means is, you shouldn't. Don't be angry, Hashem. He's just stating, don't be angry, not asking, why are you angry? Das heißt, in other words, Moshe had gebeten, as the Ebeshter, al yechra abcha b'amecha. Moshe Rabbeinu was requesting, don't be angry. He pleaded, don't be angry. But then you have to take the word lama out of its normal context. Normally, lama means why. Rashi, however, Rashi, which explains things in its simplest terms, taicht euch da dem Wort lama kipshutei. So therefore, he says the word lama means, as it usually means, why, favos. The rib is Rashi mefarish, so that's why Rashi has to explain, as the tam hataina lama Hashem yecherabcha, that what is the reason, why does Moshe Rabbeinu say, why are you angry, since it's so understood why Hashem is angry, is val klum miskana elo chacham b'chacham the gibe b'gibe. Therefore explains what Moshe Rabbeinu meant to say when he said why. What he meant to say was, is a smart person resentful of a foolish person? Is a strong person resentful of a weak person? They're not on your level that you should be resentful of them. That's why he said, why are you resentful? But then we have to understand, Rashi hatachmaz begiven in Parsha Yisrei. Since Rashi explained in Parsha Yisrei, as the Talmud the Eibishter had gezokt anoich Hashem alakecha, that the reason that Hashem said, I am God, your God, in the singular, not alakechem, which would be to the community as a whole, but rather alakecha, to an individual. So Rashi explains, Loshin Yochid, why is it said in as an individual? Is kedei litim pischem pele Moshe. This was in order to give Moshe Rabbeinu an opening that he should be able to defend the Yidden, little mit Sanegoria b'maisa Egel, that when it came the time for the Egel and Moshe had to defend the Yidden, so he said, Alakecha, that as if Hashem was speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu alone. Hashem said it to Moshe Rabbeinu, but he didn't say it to everybody else, and therefore they are exempt from any punishment for having made the Egel. And this is what he said, Lama Hashem Yechra Abcha Ba'amecha, why are you angry at your people? Loy Lahem Tzivisa, you didn't tell them, you didn't say to them that they have no other God, you said it to me, Elali Levadi, you said it to me. So that's how Rashi explains over there how Moshe Rabbeinu defended the Yidden after the Egel. If Moshe Rabbeinu is tainus, so then why is Rashi looking here for another explanation about why Moshe Rabbeinu said Lom Hashem Yechara Abcha Ba'amecha? Why can he explain it in the same way? Why are you angry at them? You never told them not to do it. That's how he should have explained it here too, since he explains it that way over there. But here he comes with a completely new explanation of why Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, why are you angry? That does a smart person become resentful of a foolish person? That's a completely different explanation. Why does Rashi need a second explanation? Mekenish Zogan, we can't say, as Rashi means, Mefarazen and Pasuk Leit Beida as Boris. That in truth, Rashi is trying to give the explanation according to both explanations. He needs both explanations, and Abreng Don Nishdem as Boris from Parsha Yisrei, but he doesn't bring the explanation that he gave earlier in Parsha Yisrei, the Favalera Shingizokt Free, the Shingizokt Free, because that he already explained earlier. So maybe he means both. Both explanations are true, but he doesn't need to quote that one again because he already said that one. Can't say that. Because it doesn't make sense to say that here in our parsha, which is really the source of this whole debacle and the whole debate with between Moshe and Hashem about the egel, in Gansen is the monen, then Pirush over here, he shouldn't mention at all the central idea of what Moshe was trying to say to Hashem, relying on the fact that he said it there as an aside. At least he could have referred to it by saying another explanation, and mentioned it at least briefly. And then instead of that, and to rely on the fact that he explained it as in an incidental way, in a place that was out of context of this story. He said it in the context of the Aseres HaDibreis in Parsha Yisrael, because he mentioned it earlier. So we can't. It's difficult to say that the Befrat as Yena Hasbara is a starker, especially that explanation is an even stronger point. He's making a stronger point as the Yisraelin Gansna Taina to Yidden, because that takes away Hashem's complaint to the Yidden that how could you do that? I told you not to. So he says you never told him. You sold it to me. Nishna Charein Av was kumd from Miskana, and it's over there. He's taking away the entire complaint of Hashem, not just telling Hashem don't get angry. When you say don't get angry, you could say, well, you're right, they're wrong, however don't get excited about it. What Moshe Rabbeinu was saying in the other Taina in the Parsha Yisrei was that you have no reason to complain to them at all. You never told them not to do that. Muzman Zog, and therefore we have to say the Tzvei Perushim for Rashi and Mevayr Tzvei Bazunder Inyonim Kedolakam, and therefore these two explanations of Rashi, the way he explains what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Hashem, they address two separate issues that were going on in this whole story. And as we'll explain later, what each explanation addresses, what complaint of Hashem they are addressing. We also have to understand from Pashtus Lashon Rashi, from the way Rashi puts it, that does anyone get angry only a wise man against another wise man, or a strong man against another strong man, is moving as the inyan from the skana is b'shaychus to the avodah zarah gufa. From this it seems that what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying is, what are you getting resentful of the egel, of the avodah zarah itself, of the idol itself that they made? Why are you getting resentful against the egel? And to say something like that seems to be a lack of respect to Hashem, that you're telling him that he's resentful of the eagle itself. But that's what it seems from the words, because he's saying that the eagle has nothing to offer. What are you getting resentful of the eagle for? Nochmer, even more, the taina klum iskana, this what Moshe Rabbeinu said, should you be resentful, is the kasha basagrifa sagoi. This is the very same question that Agrippas, the military commander of the Romans at the time, asked Rav Gamliel. He said that the Pasuk says, Agrippas said to Rav Gamliel, the Pasuk says that Hashem is a God of jealousy. He's a jealous God, whatever the word is. So Agrippas asked, does someone become zealous or jealous of somebody that is a weakling? A strong person gets jealous of anybody that's less than him. When Ram Gamliel at the Rav Ge'emfet mit Hamashon, Ram Gamliel answered him with a parable, as the Miskana is nisht in the Avodah Zarah nor in the Oivdei Avodah Zarah. So he said, Hashem is not resentful of the Avodah Zarah itself, of the idol itself. He's resentful of the people that commit the idol worship. That's who he's resentful of. So in other words, that it's not that the point is not that he's resentful of the idol, as Ram Gamliel clearly stated. So the way Rashi puts it, it seems as if he's trying to mitigate that anger by saying that, what are you going to get angry at a golden calf? But that's not what Ram Gamliel says. That's not what it meant. Is the chlefiza tamua? So according to this, we have to ask the question. Number one, nandiyach has Rashi yota hechich as klumiskan is given the teichem from Tainus Moshe. Let's assume that Rashi had, for some reason, knows that what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, why are you angry, meant why are you becoming resentful of, etc. Favosaber lenter as the tiny is given by the gate of the Zergufa. Why, however, does Rashi insist, or why does he seem to say that he was saying, why are you getting resentful of the Avodah Zarah itself? Vidakasha now of Nagrifa says the question of Agrifas, that he said, why is he getting angry at the Avodah Zarah? And not the way the Medrash right here says about the, what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Omar, what does the Medrash say? He says like this. Omar, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ribbon Ha'olam, the master of the universe. Also lachosiyua va'ata kais aleim. Moshe Rabbeinu said, they made for you a help, someone that should help you, and you're getting angry at them. This egel that they made, this will be help you in your work. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem responded, you also make the same mistake as they make. There's nothing to it. He can't help me. There's nothing that the egel is a lump of gold. Amalai, so Moshe Rabbeinu said back, then why are you getting angry at them? There's nothing to get angry about. They made a worthless thing. What are you getting angry at them for? But it's all about getting angry at them, not at the ego. Vos da is. So first of all, the way the Medrash puts it, mer aloshen shel kavod, it's more a respectful way of speaking to Hashem, that not that he's getting angry at the ego, that he's getting angry at the yidden. That makes more sense. And number two, in dem is mudgesh nor their cause aleim al banecha. And over here, the Medrash is only emphasizing that the anger is against the yidden, not against the eagle itself. So why does Rashi seem to phrase it in a way that it's the anger is directed at the eagle, the resentment is at the eagle itself? So that's one question. Number two, vibald as oif the taina for Moshe tzemei b'shnu klum miskana elochachem b'chachem b'giber. Since this question that Moshe Rabbeinu asked, should you get angry at somebody that is less than you, there is no answer in the pasuk to why, what Hashem responded to that. Is nishglatik, so therefore we have to understand, was is the shturim von Isser Avodah Zarah? If what Moshe Rabbeinu said makes any sense, that what are you getting angry at an Avodah Zarah for, so then that leaves the question about the whole Isur of Avodah Zarah, with all of the emphasis that is put on it throughout the Torah again and again and again. Why is Hashem so upset about the Isur of Avodah Zarah? There's nothing to Avodah Zarah. What is he getting all excited about? That, as Moshe Rabbeinu said, are you getting angry at Avodah Zarah? In other words, what's the big deal of Avodah Zarah? That leaves that opening, since there is no answer to that question. Gimel, Oiches Nishmovim, we also have to understand, Fabozot Rashi, the Tzein Yonim, Klumiskana, Elochachem, Bechachem, Begiber, Begiber. Why does Rashi say only these two things, the wise man against the wise man and the strong man against the strong man? Mekenizong Ados is the far, Vosazoy is the Loshna Pasuk. You can't say because he's using the wording in the Pasuk. Al Yishalo, Chachem, Bechachmosei, Agibe, Begverosei. There's a Pasuk in Tillim, in Yirmiyah that says a person should not, the wise man should not praise himself with his wisdom, and the strong man with his strength. So he mentions these two things, and Rashi is going with those two expressions. And Azoyach and the Sipur Anal, so also in the story in the Medrash, also that, or in the by the Ram Gamliel, Agrifas, that, so they talked about the wise men and the strong men. So that can't be the reason, vile, because, number one, in Pasuk and in the Sipur Anal, because in that story and in the Pasuk is the Oichadriter Inyan. Over there he mentions also a third thing, Ashir Ba'ashirai, the wealthy man with his wealth. On Rashi is the Smashmit, and Rashi leaves it out, even though it's there in the story in the Biagriphas, and it's there in the Pasuk itself. So if he's relying on there to, for his expressions, why did he leave out the one about wealth? Number two, when does Rashi use a repeated, a double expression, or when does he use a longer expression rather than being brief and so on and concise? Only when the giving both words will add to the understanding of the pasuk, not just to re-emphasize the same point again in another way, as some people use the same word three times to bring out the same point. Rashi doesn't do that. And he doesn't simply say a double expression because that's what the pasuk says. If it doesn't add anything to understanding of this pasuk, he wouldn't use a double expression. So we have to understand what is the Chacham and the Gibor, what does it have to do with understanding the simple meaning of our psukim? The Bir Bazeh, so to explain it, the Hechach von Rashi of Zayn Pirush Klum Miskane, how does Rashi know that this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying? Does someone get upset or resentful? Is from them was a diverte Lama Hashem or the Vienandere Tfusim Lama Hashem Yechra Abcha, is because in these words, why Hashem, or as in other prints of Rashi, he also quotes the words Yechera Abcha, not just Lama Hashem, but also should you get angry. So Vaser is Maitik, these words is Nishglatik. We have to understand, what does it mean, why Hashem should you get angry? Nochdem as the Eibishtad gezak to Moshe, after Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'ata nichali v'yichar api ben v'achalim, what did Hashem say to Moshe before Moshe made these remarks? Why are you getting angry? Hashem said to him, now leave me alone, let me get angry at them, and I will destroy them. The first thing that he should have addressed was, don't destroy them. Why is he saying, why are you getting angry? His words should have been, why do you want to destroy your people? Something like that. Only after that, when he's able to cause Hashem to withdraw the statement that he wants to destroy all the Yidden, then he can get to, Lama Hashem Yechra Abcha, why do you have to be angry at them? But in fact, what happened? He reversed it, Moshe Rabbeinu. Why do you have to get angry at them? And then only afterwards he gets to, why do you have to destroy them? You would think that the immediate emergency is to get him to stop from destroying them. Then you can ask him to not be angry. But Moshe Rabbeinu starts with the anger issue. Das boren them. So the explanation is, if dem etzem chiyuv misafan chet ha'egel, about punishment of death for those people that worshipped the egel, is by Moshe Rabbeinu kein kashen ish given. He didn't have any question about that. A state shen freer in the Torah, because it says already earlier in the Torah, that there are a number of avedis in the Torah for which the penalty is death. We don't find that Moshe Rabbeinu should come and say, you have to give such severe penalties. He didn't say that. There are certain things that Hashem decided that the penalty for that is death, and Moshe Rabbeinu left it at that. He didn't argue with Hashem on that point. When the time the fun is moving the pashtus, and the answer, the reason why there are certain avedos which carry the death penalty is understood. For a harbor aveda kumta harbor einish misrachman slam, because there are certain sins which are so grave that for that, the only penalty that would make sense, that would be responsive to that sin, is the death penalty. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a question about that. The Tmiya Doi is B'Shaiches Shayach B'Negei Dem Eifna Einish V'Achalim. Moshe Rabbeinu's only question over here was that certain people deserve death is understood. But why are you saying that you want to destroy the entire community, the entire nation? There must be some reason why you decided that you're not going to apply the penalty of death to a few people, to the ones that deserve it. You're going to destroy everybody. There must be something that is getting you into this kind of an anger. And this is based on the following. There's the rule in Torah is, as the chiyuv einish misa can zayn dafkeven zayn geven edus. When can one apply the death penalty? Only if there were two witnesses. Nordem vis is given asra, and only after they gave a warning to the person that is committing the sin, that if you continue doing this, you're going to get the death penalty. Nordem chkirev drisha from bezin, and only that after, even if there are witnesses and a warning. So the bezin would go through a lengthy interrogation process of these witnesses to make sure that they're telling the truth. And even when the Torah says that a witch should not be allowed to live, which if you a simple reading of those words would mean that if you come upon a witch, kill her. That's what you would think the Pasuk is saying, but it's not so. Rashi immediately tells us that it doesn't mean that anybody that sees a witch should immediately kill her. What that means is you have to bring it to Bezdin, there have to be witnesses, there has to be an interrogation, there has to be a, you have to clarify, and only in under the conditions, the normal conditions of how you apply the death penalty should it also be applied to the machshefa. So we see that the concept of a death penalty is applied only in very specific circumstances. Nochmer, even more so. Even by the first sin, the original sin, the chet etzadas, by velcha da evishtard befeirish gezokt in the azhar etzah Adam Arishan, where Hashem specifically told Adam Arishan in very clear words, lo yiseichel memena, do not eat from the etzadas, because on the day that you eat from it, you will die. So Hashem told him what exactly the penalty would be. Zetman from Desvegen, you still see, as Adam Rishon is Fadem Zain Oiva Zain, Nish Bashtrof Givar, mit Einish Miso, Miso Tekev Miyad, that even so, Adam Rishon was not immediately put to death on that day, immediately. Nor Esh Nordem Vasarat Gelept 930 Yor. The death was visited upon Adam Rishon only after living for 930 years. Only then did he die. Even though Hashem had told him just now that if you eat on the day that you eat, you will die. Still, he didn't kill him immediately. It was delayed 930 years. Masha'en Kinda, but over here, it's totally different. Mamcheta Egel. When it comes to the eagle, the Eibishter gezogt, for ata nichaliv geima ba'achalim, leave me alone, don't bother me, I'm going to destroy them right away. The einish is miso and bal nochchet, that he's going to actually apply death, and immediately after they committed the sin. Unnochmer even more ba'achalim and aliyidim. When he says I will destroy them, it means not only the people that committed the sin, but everybody, all the yidim. Oich divas hab nish gedin dem eagle, even those who did not worship the eagle. This is euch moving from weiter dikten hemshcha dibur, as is understood from the wording after these psukim. It says ve'escha oischa l'goy gadol. Hashem said, "I will restart with you. I'll take Moshe Rabbeinu and I'll make you into a new nation." In other words, let's get rid of this nation and we'll start again with you. So, in other words, he's planning to destroy all the yidden. When Rashi zogt, as Rashi says in said, if a bench, if a stool of three legs can't keep stable in front of you, and that it can easily be destroyed in your anger, certainly if it has only one leg. In other words, the Jewish people have three legs, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and if they can't save the Yidden, then what are you going to start a nation with me, only based on me, one leg? How am I going to be able to protect them? So we see that Hashem was planning to destroy all the Yidden. That this kind of a penalty cannot be only because they committed a sin of worshipping idols, so they get the death penalty. That's what it says in the Torah. So there must be something more here. But rather, Hashem is saying that there is more than a cold revenge or a cold application of the law. There is anger involved. On the far, the chaymerainish, and that's why there's going to be such a, you know, such a extensive penalty. Noch meridas kum fadam etzem aveda, more than is deserving for the sin that they committed itself. For the sin that they committed, you would have to set up a court. You would have to interrogate all the witnesses. Let's see who are the witnesses here. Hashem is saying, we're just going to wipe everybody out. So that's not a response to somebody committing a sin. There is something much more going on here. Undos is given Tainus Moshe, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was addressing when he said, Lama Hashem Yechra Apcha, what are you getting so angry about? Why is there such anger involved in this? Klum iskana elochachem bechachem, is it deserving of your anger? I can understand, said Moshe Rabbeinu, why there is going to be a severe penalty of death for those people that did it under the circumstances of a Bezdin and with interrogation and so on. Especially that what they worshipped is false idols. It doesn't make any sense that a Jew should actually worship a golden image. So therefore, it's even more understood why Hashem, has to apply the severe penalty of Misa to those who did it. Because what sense are you doing? What are you doing, worshiping, bowing down to a golden image? And also, in Oichnish Kanort in Midas, Mataivedetzu, and it also makes no sense that a Jew should have any kind of desire to do that. There is no reason that they should have done that. So therefore, the full penalty of the law should be applied, and so on. Virashi is free mefarish, as Rashi explains before, she'enim alukus ala acherim, that they're not really gods, they're only something else. Asam acherim asam alukim aleim. It's only that others have decided that these are gods upon them, but not that they have any value as a god, and so on, of course. So therefore, there is reason to understand why Hashem wants to apply the death penalty to Avodah Zarah. He's b'meilu muvan, so therefore it's understood that for such a sin there is a severe penalty, death, and so on. But from the fact that Hashem said, let me destroy them, number one, on a bezdin, without a bezdin. Number two, take it from Miyad, that it's going to happen immediately. And number three, Ali Yidin, that he's going to apply the penalty across the board to all Yidin. Is the chmuchach, from this it becomes clear, adoz zan oynish vasakum nishvar nor mitzad ubesim zum chet, from the oivdeya egel, that this is a penalty that is not coming only because of the worship of the golden calf, and therefore should be applied to the people that did it. But there seems to be something that Hashem is getting Hashem so upset at the golden calf itself. Something there is eliciting, is bringing out this kind of reaction from on the part of Hashem. And it would seem that the golden calf itself is triggering this kind of a reaction in Hashem. Therefore, in the Ribbat Moshe Gitainet Lama Hashem Yachar Abcha, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said, why are you getting so triggered from this? Mitzadem egel azov, because of this golden calf. Klum iskana elochachem b'chachem. Is it worthy that you should have this kind of a reaction to a lump of gold? Does somebody get angry? Only somebody that is equal to him. You can only get upset about something that is equal to you. That egel is doch kein metzias nicht. As is ol geirem zayin dem iskana. The eagle has no value that it should trigger you in this way. The charein av, that it should trigger this kind of anger. When the avodah zarah in der Avodah Zarah und das soll Rissa of Neunish Vachalim, there's no reason for you to get angry at the ego, which is what's bringing about this kind of reaction that you want to destroy all the Yidden. I follow you, no take a miyad. What kind of, you're getting angry at the egel, and therefore it's driving you to destroy all the yidden and immediately and so on without a bezdin, without anything, not in the normal way that you would normally apply this kind of penalty. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, what is it about the egel that's getting you so triggered? Hey, al pizeh is moving, so based on this we can understand Favas Rashi, bring the nishdem pirish vaser zokt in Parsha Yisrei. Why Rashi doesn't give the explanation that he gave in Parsha Yisrei about what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Hashem, that it's not their fault, you never told it to them. Litim pischem pele Moshe, that the reason Hashem said alekecha, to as if he's speaking to Moshe, they give him the opening to explain away the chet ha'egel. V'zeh sh'amu lam Hashem yecher apcha ba'amecha, as Moshe Rabbeinu said, why are you getting angry at them? Lo elohem tzavisa, you never told them not to do it. Why doesn't he say it here? The reason is Dort Nizrashi Mefarish Dad Gosha for Moshe's Taina Leitin Pirish Vasis Negei Dort Al Asar Fun Tzivui. There Rashi is explaining in the context of what's going on over there. He's trying to explain why it says Alekecha. So he says that this gives Moshe Rabbeinu an opening how to explain away the Chet HaEgel. That he gave, Hashem gave him an opening, that even those who did actually worship the eagle, Moshe Rabbeinu had something to say about them too. Not their fault, you never told them not to. That even they don't deserve to be killed because of this, because of the command, do not make a false god. So that's why he says it over there. But then, when you get to the psukim over here, besipur kolam ora, when it's telling you the whole story of the egel, is mucha from them loshen lom Hashem yechera apcha. It seems clear from the words that Moshe Rabbeinu used. Why, Hashem, do you get angry? As the taina is nishoif and etzama einish from the avayved haegel. That Moshe is not talking about why is Hashem planning to punish the people that worship the golden calf. Nor if an inyan from Yechere Apcha, B'shaychus to Davei Dazar Alein. Over here, Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Hashem, what are you getting angry at the eagle for? Which is calling out this kind of a response that you want to destroy everyone and immediately and so on. That's why Rashi addresses what's going on here. Kanal Baruch, as he explained already before. Al Pize Zoich Muvan. Based on this, we can also understand, but Rashi Zogdo Tzvein Yonim. Why Rashi chooses these two things, the wise against the wise and the strong against the strong. In the Ma'ibishnas Dibet to Moshe, when Hashem said to Moshe, Lech Reid Kishichas Amcha, go, he said, go, when Moshe Rabbeinu was on the Har Sinai, Hashem said to him, go down, because your people have become corrupt. He said to him, "Suru maher min aderech." They quickly turned away from the way, from the path Hashem tzivisim that I commanded them to walk. Also, them egel masecha. They made themselves a calf out of molten gold. Vayishtachvu loy, and they bowed down to it. Vayizbuchu loy, they brought offerings to it. Vayomru, and they said, "Eile lekecha Yisrael, this is your God, Asher aluchem Eretz Mitzrayim, that took you out of Eretz Mitzrayim." That's what Hashem said to Moshe. Vasagam, as the Yidden Hamdos Take Gizog, that although it's true that the Yidden Take did say that this is the God that took us out of Mitzrayim, obviously, Vos brings us the Pasuk, but why does Hashem, why does the Pasuk have to tell us that that's what Hashem said to Moshe, that this is what they said? Why is it important in order to describe the grave sin that the Yidden made for themselves a golden calf and they bowed down to it and they brought offerings to it? Why is that? Why is it important to add, as they have in the Baigazok, that they said, Eilu Lekech Yisrael, this is your God that took you out of Mitzrayim? Why does he have to add that? When Aldera Zegefim Menoich in Moshe's Taina, to Meibish, and then we find the response of Moshe to Hashem, he said the same thing, Lama Yech Hashem Yechera Apcha Ba'amecha. Why does your anger have to burn against your nation? As a fir unafir tois, we see also that Moshe also concludes in the same way. Asher etzem eretz Mitzrayim, that you took out of Mitzrayim b'koyach gadol b'yad chazaka, with great force, with great strength, and a strong arm. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to say that as a follow up? Your people that you took out of Mitzrayim. Nor from them gufa zayichacha, but the reason from this in itself we see. As the charoin af and the minyan from the inyan from Iskana, that the anger that Hashem had, this the fact that Hashem is getting triggered by it, had gehata shayches euch mit dem vazeim gezokt elu lekechi Yisrael asher luchem eretz Mitzrayim. This line that the Yidden said, that this is your God that took you out of Mitzrayim, that's what triggered that kind of response. When as oiv dem is given tainus Moshe klum miskana, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to say to Hashem. What are you getting so upset about what they're saying? Does somebody get upset on in beide pratim for chacham and gibur, and that he was responding to both of these points about a chacham and a gibur? It seems that this is a critical line. Hashem said it to Moshe. This is what they said. Moshe says, you know, this is what they said. It seems to be revolving around this line, and in this line we see both expressions of Chacham and Gibber. How? Vabir, and the explanation is, if so, the Yidden from Mitzrayim, in order to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim and fear in Midbar and to lead them in the desert, there was two things that were needed in order to make this work. Chachma and Gvura. You need wisdom and you need strength, power. Abanisht, but there's no need for wealth in getting the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. This is moving, as it's understood, as the Protem Vitzis Mitzrayim v'chulim mit denisim and the floys sign of given verbunden mit grace chachma, that we understand that the taking the Yidden out of Mitzrayim was it took a lot of wisdom to make all this work. Vize durchfirin, how to make it happen. You know, there was a whole plan. 10 makas, and each one of the makas, Rashi explains, was building up to a certain point, and then, you know, so it was all a plan that was being carried out, a very well thought out and detailed plan, which expresses an idea of chokhmah, of wisdom that was applied to it, un gvura, and it also needed strength and power on the Hashem's side by durchfir and lupayil, to make it happen, to actually carry it out, that the Yidden should march forth, that to kill the Mitzrayim and so on, all these things needed wisdom, planning, and power to make them happen. But it doesn't take wealth to make that happen. Therefore, the Oysher, that third point, the third description that is brought in the Pasuk and in the story, doesn't really relate to this in Pshuto Shel Mikra. V'oid, another thing, does a Soivdei Ha'egel ham gevolt hilf. The fact that the worshippers of the Egel, they wanted, what were they doing? They were trying to get, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was not around. Who should we rely on? We need somebody to lead us, they said. So what kind of leadership did they want from the Egel? Is Nishbinigei Ashirus? They didn't, it wasn't that they were looking for wealth, someone to provide them with wealth. Because as Rashi already told us earlier, Ashirus Mufloga, from Biz Mitzrayim and Nochma from Biz Sayam, that the Yidden already were vastly wealthy. They became wealthy taking with them everything from Mitzrayim, and then by the sea they became even more wealthy. So it wasn't that they were lacking wealth and that's what they were looking for in the Egel. So it was more about, we need somebody to lead us with wisdom or with strength. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lama Hashem Yechra Abcha, what are you getting so angry? The meskana in the egel hat kein Ort nicht. For you to become triggered by the egel makes it doesn't make sense. But im klum meskana lechachem bechachem giber begiber. Because should you get angry at somebody that can provide no wisdom, at something that can provide no strength? The remes is doch as the Eibishter say areiz genu from Mitzrayim bekoyach gadol biyad chazaka. Because the truth is that you're the one that took down a Mitzrayim with all this wisdom and strength, not the Egel. The Egel cannot provide them neither with strength and neither with wisdom. So then what are you getting so triggered about it? In other words, the whole thing is about lama yechre apcha. What are you? Why are you angry at the avodah zarah? What's driving you to be so upset that you're willing to destroy the entire Jewish people over an eagle? The eagle has nothing to compete with you. He's not competing with you at all. So why is it driving you to anger? But as far as an aveira of avodah zarah, there is an aveira of avodah zarah. You're not allowed to worship an idol. You're not allowed to give any credence and any value to an avodah zarah. But it should be like any other aveira in the Torah. Yes, one of the grave aveiras, but an aveira in the Torah. But it shouldn't elicit that kind of anger, is what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Miyena shel Torah v'pirush Rashi. What is understood from the inner dimension of Torah from this Rashi? Because we still have to understand. Chotz has been gei David Zarach kein ordnish zu sich miskane sein. That although it's true that there's no reason to get angry at the eagle itself. Because how could you get angry at a piece of clay, at a piece of gold? But what about the people that worship the eagle? And they said, "This is your God." To get angry at them does make sense. Kael Kana in the eye of the eagle, as Ram Gamliel said to Agrippas earlier, that Hashem gets angry at the worshippers of the calf, not at the calf itself. Because they saw, they attributed wisdom and strength to the eagle. So it does make sense for Hashem to get angry at them, is the beer in them. So the explanation is, a Yid can't make the mistake of attributing any value to avodah zarah. Eveisa das is nor an eitz ve'even. A Yid knows that this is just a piece of clay, a piece of wood, or a piece of stone. When a gitnish ken shum chshivus avodah zarah and gives no importance to avodah zarah at all. Afilu bam eiva zayin of demchet, even while he is committing the sin of worshipping the avodah zarah. Vazgam b'shas achet ha'isu ba'am ne'itay. As we say that even when a Jew sins, he is still loyal and true to Hashem. And as the Alter Rebbe said, Ayid nishta vil, that Ayid, neither does he want to, or nishta can, neither is he able to, zayin abgiris in Malkus, to be severed from Malkus, to be disconnected from Malkus. Und das was der Eivet Abed Zorah had gesagt, Eilu v'kecha Yisrael. So then what does it mean that he's saying, this is your God? Is that nor the fibers nichus beirushtus? This is just a person gets overcome with some foolish idea, and that's what's speaking. When the phone kumen azel chereid, and that's where these words come from. Was der ruach shtus is a bazunda zach von dem idn alein nichnus bei, and this the foolishness that overcomes him is not a part of the yid itself. It's just something that envelops the Jew, but the Jew himself remains loyal even when he's saying it. Has no connection to this kind of a concept that the avodah zarah has any value at all. It's as if, you know, somebody gets drunk or something, and he does it when he's drunk. So would you say that this, you know, this is the person that did it? It's just a drunken stupor. But the person remains loyal to Hashem. Und das ist der Teine von Moshe, Lama Hashem Yechra Apcha Ba'amecha. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Why are you getting angry at your people? Eich mitzad amcha. Even never mind the avodah zarah. For that, he already said that it doesn't make sense to get angry at the idol. But even against your people, what are you getting angry at the yidden for? Even to them, you shouldn't be angry. You shouldn't get triggered by them. Mitzad mahusam is by saying ganzem mushlol zu machshe zayin chazushom di avodah zarah als chacham adagiber, because a yid essentially has no ability to attribute any importance to an avodah zarah, to think that it's wise or to think that it's strong or powerful. When the ribir is klum miskana el chacham adagiber begiber, and so therefore it doesn't make any sense for you to get angry at the yidden either over this issue that they seem to be attributing power to the Avodah Zarah, because they're not. And that's what caused that Hashem should regret and change his mind and go back and become withdraw from what he said that he was going to do to the Yidden, and to find favor with the Yidden once again.